Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, most people didn't think about a hurricane hitting Cabo, and Marriott is quietly asking guests to consider a gratuity to housekeepers. We have an update.
Today, you stopped before
I did. I skipped a line. Okay. I'm really sorry. I should have told you I was going to do that before I did it.
All right. Let's
take
go back
two.
To being...
Headlines, take two.
No, being professional, I'll just pick up where I left off.
Okay.
Edit later for me, would you? Today's show is all about you, our listeners. We want to talk to you and ask you your opinion, even give away some great prizes. Listen for your chance to call in and win, starting at 3:15.
My turn now?
Yes, go.
Gwen Duncan is here with the deal of the week, which doesn't turn out to be such a great deal after all. And we ask if it's okay to go barefoot on an airplane, among other pressing issues.
Fun, prizes, fast roller coasters, lots of things to make you a smarter traveler today with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. This program is brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, a sign of old age when somebody throws you a curve and you just don't know
loose
how to...
Loose women and cheap whiskey right here on the Travel Guys.
Just know how to swing at it there.
I mean, it's really unfair. We rehearse the headlines before we go on the air, and then I came into the studio and dropped an entire sentence right out of the whole thing.
That would have never happened to Ed Crane. Ed would have, if you would have been Amy or vice versa, they would have immediately just gone for it.
You think so?
Yeah, that's why I am not the morning news anchor or never will be.
That's why we do a travel show. They keep us away from all the sharp objects and everything. You know?
Got it. Well, welcome, everyone. I hope that you're having a wonderful Sunday, that if you have breathing issues, do not go out and exercise. You know, they did call off the Ironman competition in Lake Tahoe that was scheduled for this weekend as a result of the smoke. It looks like another world, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can tell that it's... I mean, part of this has to do with the fact that we do have clouds in the sky, but it's also being enhanced. It does create kind of an otherworldly feeling. I was in Philadelphia for 3 days this week, which to some people is kind of another world.
Can you give us a Travel Guys travel tip about traveling to Philadelphia?
Don't
that way?
Eat the cheesesteak at the at the Reading terminal downtown, because I did yesterday with Cheese Whiz, and by the time I got to Chicago, I had a terrible stomach ache. That's my culinary tip of the weekend.
Stay away from the cheese steak.
Well, I'm thinking the Cheese Whiz is probably what did it, because as people have pointed out to me since, Cheese Whiz doesn't have any actual real food in it.
No, I think it's plastic based.
Right, exactly. So I had a good shot of that because I wanted to eat like a local. But unfortunately, you know, people who are local, their bodies have built up immunities to things like Cheese Whiz, which allows the whiz to not whiz, so to speak, as it goes through. But nonetheless, that the terminal market in downtown Philadelphia is really a lot of fun, and so doing some research for future trips and stuff there in Philadelphia.
Well, okay, now we've covered your trip.
The Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, and later on, by the way, for those particularly that were at the that listened a couple of weeks ago and were at the travel show for you at the DoubleTree. We'll talk about your underwear
later on. The underwear update.
Right now,
coming up later on.
There you go. But in the meantime, as we always do at the beginning of the Travel Guys radio program, we fire up the band and we fire up Mark
with
the travel
band.
News.
Just knows that one song.
That's it.
Sounds, never mind. Anyways, welcome to the Travel Guys, and we have the travel news. And in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can call in and win some cool prizes here on the Travel Guys. So if you are one of those people who tends to participate, why, we may have a spot for you later on.
Listen
today.
Closely. We'll have ground rules for you the moment Mark is done with the travel
Absolutely.
News. What do you got?
And do not try this at home. All right. Pilots all over the planet are deciding not to fly. Air France shut down 40% of their flights twice last week and still haven't resolved their issue. Meanwhile, Lufthansa pilots were scheduled to strike and then called off a scheduled strike. As you know, in Europe, Tom, folks tend to wildcat and random strikes tend to be a much more common. And when they happen in the travel industry, they really can mess up people's plans. So right now, the Air France pilots are not very happy. And so if you're planning on traveling anywhere internationally, you might want to just, you know, kind of check on things, because you've got a couple groups of pilots out there that are not very happy with what's going on in their life, and they're making things difficult.
There are a few industries, you know, when people decide to strike or whatever, you can bring in administrators and others to do the job. Not as easy when it comes to replacing the old airline pilot with, I don't know, the baggage, luggage guy.
Well, you know? The Air France pilots are mad because Air France is creating a low-fare carrier within Air France, and they're going to pay those people less money. And, of course, the people who are there who make more money are afraid that this is going to upset the salary apple cart, and they would be right, of course, because they've watched it happen all the other places. So they're trying to come down to a deal. Air France started out wanting to run 37 planes in this new segment. Now they're only going to run 30, and the pilots are still not very happy. So they'll work it out. But in the meantime, if you're traveling internationally, this has impacted some overseas flights, which usually are immune from this, but some of the overseas flights have been affected. And of course, many people who fly overseas fly to an overseas hub like France or Frankfurt or London or someplace like that, and then fly on.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to get kind of where you're going and not be able to get really where you're going.
Well, not
so
good.
That would not be good. No. Speaking of getting where you're going, Southwest Airlines has expanded to incorporate international routes to the Caribbean. They're going to start to Costa Rica on March the 7th of next year. Gary Kelly, who is the CEO of Southwest Airlines, alluded to a list of 50 new destinations that are under consideration by the airline's planning department. Of course, Southwest flies 737 only aircraft.
Right.
So that means probably over the pond is out of the question for now, because they've indicated they're not going to deviate from that. But I will suggest to you, some of the Alaska's using long haul 737s to go to Hawaii, and that's 5 hours.
Right.
They have to be able to fly further than that in order to have a margin for error. It's only 5 hours from the East Coast to Europe, so yeah, maybe. But anyway, Southwest probably to Mexico.
Yeah, I would think, though, here again, Southwest isn't going to change their basic game plan. You're not going to get a meal, I wouldn't think.
No.
And you're not going to have onboard TVs. It's going to be what you're used to when you fly from here to San Antonio.
You kind of know. You get on Southwest Airlines, your expectation is pretty much in line with reality, wouldn't you say?
I would.
I mean, it doesn't vary a whole heck of a lot. Anyway, the 737 only aircraft, I suspect Southwest will be flying to Canada and Mexico before the end of next year. I understand that they are in process of negotiating for gates at Pearson Airport in Toronto. Canadian gates are operate under a little different situation than U.S. gates. They have to go more through the government as opposed to other air carriers. So it's like wanting to put something in a grocery store. You can't just say, I want to serve an airport. If it's a busy airport, there may not be slots, landing slots and gate slots. And so you have to go out in the open market and either buy those or convince the government to create some for you. So that's what Southwest will have to do in order to become an international air carrier. All right, speaking of airlines, we talked a couple weeks ago about the U.S. Airways CEO, Dave Barger, and about how he was kind of under the gun from Wall Street pundits who wanted JetBlue to drop some of their more user-friendly policies.
How's that working out for
him?
Well,
he has decided that he will indeed leave in February, as he had hinted he will. He will turn over the CEO position to the U.S. Airways president, Robin Hayes, which is who the Wall Street guys wanted. They wanted it to happen sooner than that. But it's going to happen in February, and one can only hope that JetBlue will remain the consumer-friendly airline that it does, with the free checked bag and the extra legroom. For those of you who fly on other air carriers and haven't flown JetBlue for a while, get on and fly them down to Long Beach one day and just see how much of a different experience. Speaking of different experiences, we should talk one of these days. I flew Alaska a couple times with the group that went up to Puget Sound last week, Tom, and I just have to tell you, those people have their act together. You go to the airport, you get on an Alaska plane, they kind of give the impression they know what they're doing, which is really a novel concept. And finally, in the travel news, our last story, Marriott nudges guests to tip housekeepers. Starting last week, a special little envelope started appearing in Marriott rooms. I have one of them, brought one in today. It's kind of a It's not really an envelope as much as it is a folder.
Yeah, it's similar to what you would maybe put a gift card in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It says, the envelope, please. And the only printing that's on it, it says on the outside, thanks for staying at Marriott Hotels. Our caring room attendants enjoyed making your room warm and comfortable. Please feel free to leave a gratuity to express your appreciation for their efforts. And then there's a place for the room attendant to put their name. And this kind of folds up. You hypothetically could put a couple dollars in it. Do you tip housekeepers in hotels?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. So, I usually just leave it on the dresser or somewhere. Not, I don't leave it on the bed because they'll think that I dropped it and probably leave it behind.
I leave it on the bed or on the pillow.
There you go. I put it on the dresser. And I think this is a great idea because I would welcome the opportunity
to
put it in a little envelope.
Some people say, Thomas, that this is just another way that hotels are trying to get you to pay their staff because the housekeepers don't make enough money. And so they're trying to get you to pay the staff. I tend to disagree.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, this is not something new. It has been a tradition to tip housekeepers for quite some time. And as I have espoused on this program before, if you're going to tip anybody when you travel, anybody, if you're only going to tip one person, tip the housekeeper because they cleaned the toilet. You know, I mean,
right.
Really and truly. And to me, that puts them on a list higher than anybody else.
There you go. I agree.
All right. After we take a break, we're going to come back and start taking some callers for a while here on the program. We have a couple of quizzes. One of them is about New York City. The other one is about the TSA. And we're going to give you an opportunity to prove if you're an expert. Now, we'd like to get maybe some qualified callers today, Tom. We're looking at folks who have been in the travel industry. Maybe you worked behind the front desk or you worked at the airport. Maybe you worked in a restaurant, you were a server, or you in some way, shape, or form have interacted with folks who are in the tourism industry, or maybe you're just a frequent traveler.
That's either current workers, or maybe you've had that job in the past.
Absolutely. Or you travel 5, 6, 7 times a year, maybe. You travel often enough that you're familiar with airports. We just want to ask you some questions and ask you some of your opinions, and we're going to give you a chance to take our little quizzes and win some wonderful prizes. We have a $50 coupon, gift card from Cheesecake Factory and a $100 coupon from Ruth Chris Steakhouse. So if you are one of our contestants and you answer all the questions correctly, you can win one of those prizes. Our phone number is 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. 834, am I right? 834-1530.
There you go.
And 921-1530. Give us a call now. We come back after the break. We'll take your calls and see if you are a New York City expert.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
All right, welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman with you. Thomas Romano has stepped out of the room and not come back quite, if you see Thomas roaming the streets. All right, here's what we're doing. We have a couple of fun quizzes, and we're inviting you to call 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 and take our quizzes. If you work in the travel or the tourism industry or in a restaurant or something like that, why, all the better. Make sure that you tell Luis that when you call. But if not, why, we'll take you anyway. 921-1530, 800-834-1530. It looks like we have an airline pilot on the line. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks. This is Mott.
This is who?
Mott.
Yes.
Mott Romano.
Uh-huh. And you're an airline pilot.
Yeah. And I want to play your little quiz. I noticed that nobody else is calling in to win a $50 Cheesecake Factory prize and a $100 Ruth Chris prize. So I thought I would call in and play the game and win.
You try this, you should not come back into the room with the actual radio, with your phone, because people can hear you and they can know that you're actually Tom Romano.
You weren't supposed to notice it was me. Well, all right then. Do I get to take the quiz?
Okay. Go bother somebody else. Let's go to.
How's that contest coming, Mark? I'm back in the studio now.
If there's anybody out there who can help me, please come down to the KFBK studios and bring a stretcher for Thomas. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 are the numbers to call if you would like to play. And we have Mary with us on the line. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're pretty good here.
Now, this isn't Mary the news girl, is it, calling in?
Oh, No.
No, okay. This is a real caller.
What has gotten into you?
I don't know. It's the weather. Or lack of same.
All right. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, thanks.
Have you ever been live on a radio show before?
Occasionally.
Occasionally? I see. Okay. Mary, Luis tells us that you're a traveler. Are you a sports leisure traveler?
No.
Okay.
You're independent traveler.
Okay. And you go on vacation a lot? You travel for business or for pleasure?
For pleasure. And okay. I listen a lot to your shows.
Okay. All right. Well,
don't get too personal. Let's just get on with the contest.
Mary, let me ask you a question here. When you're traveling on an airplane and somebody gets on the plane and they're wearing no shoes, okay, and they start waving their feet around. I'm talking about put them up on the walls and up on the in between. Have you ever gotten on an airplane and sat down and the person behind you is not wearing any shoes and they stick their feet in that little area between the two seats? Has that ever happened?
On a Europe one, but they had their shoes on. You know, they had slippers on.
Do you think people should be able to take their shoes off on an airplane? Do you think that's acceptable behavior?
No, and I don't think it's good to take them off because if you're traveling internationally, your feet will swell and you can't get them back on.
Well, there you go. Now, there's some great advice.
There is something to make you a smarter traveler is not only be nice to other people, but all right, Mary, we have some questions here about New York City for you. These are just true and false questions. They're pretty easy. They won't change your life. There's four questions here, and when you get done with all of them, we'll tell you how many of them you've gotten right. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. This is pretty exciting stuff, Mary. One World Trade Center is 1,777 feet tall. True or false? The World Trade Center is 1,777 feet tall. True or false?
I'd say false.
False. Okay. The next question is, New York question, eating a typical New York bagel is equivalent to eating 1/4 to 1/2 of a loaf of bread or more. True or false?
Eating
a bagel is equivalent to eating a quarter to a half of a loaf of bread or more. True or false?
Bagel is high in calories. I don't know, but it's that high. I'd probably say false.
False. Okay. The next question is, jaywalking is legal in New York City. True or false?
False.
And finally, Mary, New York is home to more than 10 million people. True or false?
Oh, I'd say true.
Mary would say true. And Mary, congratulations. You have answered four questions and you got two of them right.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you know, you never know, Mary. It could hold up. It could hold up. Mary, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of our game today. And let's see, who else? Do we have anybody else on the line here? No, we do not have anybody else on the line. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 are the numbers.
Hello, this is Matt. Can I go
no,
now?
No, Thomas.
All right.
Thomas, please, try to behave yourself. We have a quiz on New York City, and you notice we didn't tell Mary which ones that she got right. Well, because we were hoping that there would be another. Let's tell Mary which questions that she got right.
Wait a minute. Are you going to, we don't want to give these away.
No, I've got more questions after the news.
All right.
All right. So you tell me, the World Trade Center is 1,777 feet tall.
And Mary got that one right. It is false. She was a foot off.
Foot off. Trick question.
You
okay.
were a foot off.
Eating a typical New York bagel is equivalent to eating 1/4 to 1/2 of a loaf of bread or more.
She got that one. I can't remember. She said, what did she say? I can't remember. Where is it?
She said,
I don't have the same screen as you. Mine's very complicated.
She said true, and actually it's false.
Okay.
Actually it's false. A little bit of a trick question there. Jaywalking is legal in New York City.
And she guessed false.
Which
and
is correct.
Correct.
That is correct. Jaywalking is technically not legal in New York City, even though everybody does it. And New York is home to more than 10 million people is also false. Actually, New York is home to a little over 9 million people. New York and all the five boroughs and all that kind of jazz. So, all right, we've got some more New York questions. We've got people, if you'd like to be a TSA expert, you can call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. And suddenly, Thomas, all of the phone lines have exploded.
Just in time for Heather in the news. Heather, we're canceling the news. We have these calls to take. No, just kidding.
No, we're only kidding, Heather. Actually, when we come back after the news, we will take all of your calls. So if you are lined up on hold there and waiting for Luis to get, look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My goodness, people lined up there. So hang on, and we'll get to you after. It took people a little while to wake up today, I guess.
There we go. We are the Travel Guys. More to come here on News Radio KFBK 93.1 FM and 1530 AM. News is next. It's the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. Thanks for joining us. And back to the little radio game thing that we got going on here. Let's talk to Ryan. Just got back from Germany. Huh, Ryan, how was that?
Germany was amazing. One of the best places I've ever been.
Awesome. How long were you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Was that your first trip overseas?
It was, yeah. I just got in contact with my family that was from Germany, and they told me to come over, so I booked the trip immediately, and they were just very hospitable, and we ended up going to Berlin and Stuttgart for Frühlingsfest, which is kind of the Oktoberfest of the springtime, and it was just beautiful over there.
Well, sounds outstanding. Are you ready to take a little quiz here? We got a little TSA, some TSA questions for you here.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Okay. These are multiple choice questions, and I just remind you, Ryan, that the show goes off the air at 4 o'clock, so quick responses are required in order to get through this. Let's see here. Yeah, we can ask you probably 4 questions here, and the first one is multiple choice. Which of these items is not allowed in your checked luggage? A firearm, fireworks, spear gun, or wine? Which of these items is not allowed in your checked luggage? Firearm, fireworks, spear gun, or wine?
Oh. I'm going to say firearm.
A firearm. Okay. And number 2, fill in the blank. The TSA recently offered up to blank for anyone who could come up with a way to speed up airport security screening. The possibilities are 10 free flights, $15,000, $100,000, or 4 free TSA pre-check memberships. Which did the TSA recently offer for somebody who could come up with a way to speed up screening? Free flights, $15,000, $100,000, or free pre-check?
I'm going to say $15,000.
$15,000. All right. And let's see. Next TSA question for Ryan. Which of these items is not allowed in your carry-on luggage? Which of these items is not allowed in your carry-on luggage? Shoes, laptops, travel-size shampoo, or golf clubs?
Golf clubs.
And finally, Ryan, last question. If you are this age or older, you can leave your shoes and light jackets on during screening. 80, 75, 65, or 50?
65.
All right. Congratulations, Ryan. Out of 4 questions, you got 3 of them correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Out of 4 questions, you got 2 of them correct. You missed the fireworks. You missed the firearm. It's fireworks that's not allowed in your checked luggage. You can actually bring a firearm in your checked luggage with permission. So it's possible to check a gun in your luggage. TSA recently offered $15,000 for a way to speed up airport check-in. Which of these items is not allowed in your carry-on luggage? You got that right. Golf clubs. That was kind of a trick question.
And so that's why they always stop me. And
there are other reasons they stop you. And if you're this age or older, you can leave on your shoes and light jackets during screening. You said 65. It was 75.
Okay.
But congratulations, Ryan. You got a couple of them right. We'll go on to another contestant here. And if they don't get more than 2 of them right, you might still win yourself a gift card from the Cheesecake Factory or Ruth Chris. Thank you for playing, sir. Let's go on and talk to our next contestant here. Looks like Dee Dee is on the line. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Hi there.
She wanted to answer the New York questions because she's been there a lot, huh?
She said that's what she said. She wants to answer the New York questions.
Well, I'm just thinking because she's from travels to New York, she would probably have those answers. But we're how you doing, Dee Dee?
My husband of 26 years is from New York.
I see. We're going to give you the TSA quiz.
Well, we've got some more TSA questions for you here to find out if you really know. Dee Dee, let me just ask you: when you get on the airplane and you see somebody who's put taking their shoes off and put their feet up against the bulkhead of the airplane, does that elicit any kind of response from you, or do you just figure, well, you know, it's just a slob and I'll move on?
Yeah, I think I would get a little irritable.
You know what it makes me wonder is those folks who are putting their feet all over the places, they have absolutely no idea what was there before their feet.
Boy, only you would think of that. Dee Dee, what is it the most annoying thing that people do on airline flights to New York that annoy you the most?
The thing that bugs me is people in the back are pushing on my seat.
The old back of seat kickers, usually somebody with a kid on their lap, maybe.
Dee Dee, you told our call screener that you make a lot of trips to New York City.
I used to.
Oh, you used to. Okay. Did you ever do the red eye thing to New York City, or did you fly?
Oh yeah, lots of times.
The overnight thing there. You know, listen, Tom. On our website today, there is something that. If you go there, there's a thing, passenger sharing on Instagram. If you go to travelguysradio.com, it's a post of pictures and things that people have taken of other people who have gotten off, that rode on the airplane with them, but have gotten off and left this behind, this mess or this whatever. And it's quite revealing. It's passenger sharing, passenger shaming on Instagram. Go to travelguysradio.com and you can get it. All right, let's go get on with Dee Dee here and see if we can get her a little bit of a TSA quitch. The bar, Ryan has set the bar fairly low here. Dee Dee, you have to get at least three of them right to beat him.
Okay.
All right. Which of the following has been found by the TSA at security checkpoints? Fragments of a human skull, a dead body, venomous snakes, or all of the above? Which has been found by the TSA at security checkpoints?
All the above.
All of the above, she says. All right. Let's go on to the next one here. The next question is, what happens if you opt out of a full body scan? There's four options. You'll have to go through the metal detector instead. You won't be allowed to board. You'll receive a thorough pat-down. Your checked luggage will be searched. What happens if you opt out of a full body scan? You go through the metal detector. You don't get on.
I think that you won't be able to board.
You won't be able to board. Okay. And the third question here, what happens if you forget your ID for a domestic flight? The TSA will try to confirm your ID using additional means such as Facebook. You'll be arrested. You'll not be allowed to board. You'll be put on a no-fly list. Four options of things that might happen if you forget your ID and you're flying like to Las Vegas. The TSA will try to confirm your identity using additional means. You'll be arrested. You won't be allowed to board. You'll be put on a no-fly list. Which one of those?
They'll do it by other means. They'll try to do it by other means.
Okay. And the last question, this is not fair. Let's go back to the other question here. We skipped Tom. Let's do this one. Fill in the blanks. The TSA, fill in the blank. In 2013, the TSA stopped using a certain kind of scanning machine, an X-ray, block technology, a metal detector, or a Rapiscan millimeter wave. X-ray, block technology, metal detector, or a rapid scan millimeter wave. Stopped using one of those in 2013.
That's a toughie. So it was X-ray and block technology.
Uh-huh. Metal detector.
Metal detector.
Now we know metal detectors are still there, so that's obviously not a metal detector.
Right.
And rapid scan millimeter wave technology.
Rapid scan millimeter wave. I'll go with that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Dee Dee. You have. Let's go back here and see how Dee Dee did on her quiz. What happens if you forget your ID for a domestic flight? Dee Dee says the TSA will try to confirm your identity using additional means such as Facebook. And that is exactly right. If you go to the airport and you don't have your identity, your ID with you, it is possible. Mm-hmm. A domestic flight would be easier than an international. But yes, it is possible to fly.
Can't the person that's flying with you just vouch for you? Is that...
God.
I don't know.
Dee Dee, would you come down here and help me? What happens if you opt out of a full body scan? Dee Dee said, well, you won't be allowed to board. But actually what would happen is that you'll go through the metal detector and you'll receive a thorough pat down. So that's your penalty.
Yeah.
You missed that one.
Does that on purpose, by the way.
Which of the following has been found by the TSA at security checkpoints? We asked you if fragments of a skull, a dead body, or venomous snakes. You said all of those above, and that was indeed the correct answer, all of those things.
I can't believe it.
And
how can somebody carry on a dead body?
Among other things. And in 2013, the TSA
with them.
Stopped using the millimeter wave technology, which is exactly what Dee Dee said. And so she got three of them right. And Dee Dee is our winner. Yay for Dee Dee. Yay for Dee Dee. Okay, you people settle down back there, please, in the background.
They were kind of a little slow on the draw, weren't they?
They were a little bit, yes. That's paid audiences are kind of like that sometimes. Yeah. Dee Dee, we have a lovely $100 gift card for Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I think I hear a husband or a boyfriend in the background. Is that true?
Yeah, I got a husband and a son.
A husband and a son. Well, you're not going to be able to feed both of them for $100 at Ruth Chris unless you stay outside.
Yeah, sure.
But nonetheless, it'll get you a good ways to dinner. Thanks for being a good sport and playing with us on the Travel Guys today. All right, Dee Dee, we got your information, and we will get back to you when we get back from this break, Thomas.
Yes, let's take just a couple of minutes from now. We'll have Gwen Duncan going to come on board and
talk about the deal wasn't a deal.
The deal that was, that's not much of a
no, it's not. We are the Travel Guys. You're listening to
News Radio 1530 KFBK 93.1 FM and 1530 AM. Welcome, everyone. If this is your first time to tune in to the Travel Guys, we're here every Sunday.
Then you're a virgin.
Yes, a virgin Travel Guys listener. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 4 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. By the way, you can go to travelguysradio.com. There you can see kind of a list of all the things that
amazing
we talk about.
Amazing things. Yeah, amazing things. People, sometimes, presidents of leaders of countries go to the Travel Guys radio site.
Absolutely. And they have it as it's one of their favorites.
I just, you know, and they get it pinged them every time that we put an update on there just so that they'll know what's going on in the world of travel.
Former presidents actually download old broadcasts of our show, which we post there, and listen to them over and over again, especially those that have traveled with you on Route 66 like Ronald Reagan did that time.
Welcome to the Travel Guys, where occasionally we just drift away. But anyway, if you go to our website today, you can find 10 ways to travel for free. I thought that was kind of cool, so I put it up there. The 10 weirdest restaurants in the world. So the things that we don't always talk about on the air. You can win a three-night culinary trip to Los Angeles. Our friends at Smarter Travel have a contest going on. And that passenger sharing on Instagram. And I saw another story. Two ladies in Iowa, they've been together 72 years, and they finally got married because they can get married in Iowa now. I thought that was kind of cool. So sometimes we put things on the website that are not necessarily related to travel, but just related to life. And if you see the passenger shaming on Instagram and you click there, you will find some of the amazing ways that your fellow passengers have taken pictures of you after you have gotten off of the plane and left behind your residue, so to speak.
Oh, boy.
All right. Gwen Duncan is on the line with us, and we've been talking a lot about New York today, and I think Gwen told me that she is actually in New York City, maybe at the Marriott Marquis Hotel. Is that right, Gwen?
Well, actually, we did make it to the airport, and I am in the TSA line right now. I was selected for TSA pre-check, which was great.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're on the phone, and you're waiting to go through security?
Yeah, I'm in security right now.
Can you put one of the TSA... Right, can you hand your phone to one of the TSA agents real quick?
Do you want me to hand this to a TSA agent?
No, I don't want you to get in trouble.
I'm standing right here. But anyway, I know you wanted me to talk about the deal.
Yes. And, well, Gwen, you said you got a great deal on a trip, and then it turned out not to be such a great deal. And since we...
For us, you know, it's a great deal if somebody doesn't drink, doesn't mind paying for some of the entertainment on the ship, which used to not be the way things were. I mean, you could always go... We would sell the cruise by saying their food is included, your entertainment is included, your transportation and lodging. But we were just on a cruise ship. It was the NCL Breakaway. It's a new ship. And they charge for one of their entertainment venues, and they charge...
Wait. You're on the cruise ship, and you're going to go to the show in the evening, and one of the shows that you go to, you have to pay for.
Yes.
Just one,
It does include a meal with it. It's a Cirque du Soleil kind of a thing, but out of 25 eating venues, only 4 of them are free.
Okay, 4 free. Any entertainment free at all?
Oh, yeah. They had Rock of Ages, and they had a Second City. So it isn't all bad. If you're not a drinker,
uh-huh.
If you don't aren't interested in the Cirque du Soleil, then you're going to have a pretty good time.
So how much is a cocktail on board? Give me an idea of on this new NCL ship.
Okay. You could get on in New York for under $600 for an inside cabin, cheaper than flying to Bermuda. And then you get to use the ship as a hotel, so you don't have to spend money for lodging. And so for $595, I think, was the lowest fare we saw leaving out of New York. And that's very reasonable. However, you do pay for your drinks. You have to pay. If you want to use the really nice hot tubs that are up in the spa area, you have to pay.
Oh, wait. So you, as long as you're down in steerage with the Great Unwashed, it's free. But if you want to be up with the uncommon folks, why then it costs? This is really kind of interesting, Gwen. It's kind of is there kind of a class system on board the ship now? Is it?
I would call it that. They've got hot tubs near the pool for the families, and then they've got a section for hot tubs for adults. But it never got over body temperature, so that was terrible. So if I wanted to go to a really good one, I'd have to go into the spa, and the spa charges $45 a day. So if you're not into a hot tub, it's a no big deal.
Now, Gwen, how many days were you on this lovely cruise? 7 days from New York City, and you returned to New York.
Yeah, it was 3 days there, 2 days back, and then you spent 3 days there using the ship as the hotel, and it's a beautiful island. It has some wonderful things going for it, and the ship is beautiful.
Now, were the shore excursions that the ship offered, were they competitively priced to things that you could have gotten on shore?
I think so. Ron and I checked most of them out, and I thought they were very fair.
Okay.
Very fair.
Okay, and did you took some shore excursions yourself then?
Well, we did ours independent.
Okay. You've been there before. You're a little smarter than to buy the stuff that they're peddling on board. Anything else in particular that stands out in terms of you got on and got off the ship? What would you say about NCL in terms of logistical?
The embarkation was wonderful. The disembarkation was truly trying. It took us a long time to get off. It was very crowded. And my recommendation would be to either be the first ones off or the last ones off, because the traffic was just terrible going through. Speaking of traffic, New York City had a lot of protests going on all over the city. Three different parades. I almost missed my flight here.
Well, Gwen, you get on through security there and get your airplane home. I don't want to get you arrested or anything like that. And we'll thank you for joining us and talking about giving us a little bit of a really an insider's look at a new cruise ship. Thanks, Gwen. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Don't forget to put your shoes back on now.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? You get somebody who's just gotten off a ship. Now, Gwen's a travel professional,
right.
So she's been on cruise ships and stuff like that, but it's pretty obvious that they kind of rubbed her the wrong way, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
Well, you know, we've talked about cruises and this all-inclusive in the past, and that all-inclusive does not necessarily mean that. It means that maybe a meal included, not meals, entertainment. Maybe
it means
you
there's a place that you can go on the ship to have your food, but you can't, as she pointed out, what did she say, 25 food venues and only four or five of them were free.
And then the entertainment, free entertainment means that you get to see the Elvis impersonator free,
right?
But anything else is going to cost. And if you want the hot tub that's actually more than room temperature.
That was cleaned twice this week. Yeah.
Yes, and is above room temperature. That's extra.
I just think it's you know what? It's interesting, Tom, because cruise ship vacations are often described as the vacation for middle-class Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that people can go out in the ocean for a week. It doesn't cost too much money. It feels exotic. It feels wonderful. You feel like you've done something. You got bragging rights when you get home, and it's moderately priced. But what people are really finding out is that it's twice as expensive or three times as expensive as it, you know, when I used to take people on cruises, and this is going to age me a little bit here, but you went on Holland America 20 years ago, the price you paid was, unless you drank booze or gambled, that was pretty much what you bought gifts, that's what you what you paid at the end of the day. Well, a bottle of water. I mean, wine was generally included with your meal unless you chose to go to something more, you know, upscale. But I guess I get it.
It's a different world now, Mark.
It is.
Everything costs. It costs them more to do business, and they have to find a way to pay for it, and they're gonna, it's going to end up on the backs of the travelers sooner
or
later.
But why not just charge people a fair price for the services that you're offering them, right, and tell them what it's going to be before you ever start?
Or
and
give
I guess
them an a la carte. You know,
yeah,
I want all the meals. I want, you know, and I do believe that there are some that do that. If you want, you pay extra.
But increasingly, that extra doesn't add up when you, like Spirit Airlines, you buy a cheap ticket from Spirit Airlines. By the time you paid to put on your carry-on bag and your checked bag and your everything else, you're at the end of the day, you've paid more money than you would have paid if you had just bought an airline ticket.
Okay.
All right, we need to do a winner here.
Winner.
We got to talk about underwear, and we've got to do the sports. Let's do the Sports Leisure winner first, because that's more important.
Chicken dinner,
okay. Maybe. Yeah, Muriel Hopps has won. Muriel was with us on the Ferries and Towns of Puget Sound. I'm kind of excited about this, that my staff pulls these out at random every week, leaves them for me. Muriel, if you're listening to the program today, you've won a $50 travel card. If you call the office Monday or Tuesday, or a friend tells you they heard your name on the radio and tells you to call, why, we'll double it to $100. Thank you. She is a long-time Sports Leisure. This lady has traveled with me for probably a couple of decades.
Congratulations
to Muriel for winning.
And last but not least now, if you were listening not too long ago, we were talking about a pair of underwear that you could buy when you traveled. You only have to travel with one pair because you can wash them and dry them. They dry instantly. And Mark was, how did that work out for you?
Well, I took them and I wore them for, you know, 3 days in a row, and I washed them. And I washed
three
them. Well, I'd love to talk more about this, Tom, but we're really kind of running out of time
one
here.
Minute.
And so I we really should save the underwear story. I'll wear them a few more times.
Oh boy.
And report back on the all 6 weeks, one pair of underwear next week's program.
Just don't wear them.
I'll
here.
Wear them right to the studio. And hey, listen, if you would like to have a celebrity or a marginal celebrity come and speak to your service club at lunchtime or at one of your meetings, you can call the Travel Guys and one of us would be happy to come out and regale you with stories from the road. You can go to travelguysradio.com and just fill out a little email request there and say, hey, you know, we'd like to have the Travel Guys come and talk to us, or at least one of the Travel Guys. Maybe you can pick which
one
you like.
Someone from your staff. Mark means him. I have this other job.
Yeah, during the day. All right. We'll be back here next Sunday. We have a guest from Jack London State Park, and we're also going to talk to hotels that don't nickel and dime you next week on the Travel Guys.
Awesome. Have a great week. We'll see you then.